Outlines podcast. If you're new here, I'm Allie.
And I'm Ari. And sorry, Milo. Milo.
Yeah, I'm choking on my dog's fart.
Bro.
He's laying under me.
Sending me.
He's laying under my legs because he's scared of the fireworks and he just farted.
Even though there's literally no fireworks right now.
There's a little bit. There was one that went off, but...
Oh, we don't have any here right now, so I'm sure there will
be. Any news? I have news.
About what?
Lots of things. The rookie has started...
What's news? Oh, I'm trying to think of news. The Dez is here.
Oh, yeah! Dez is here!
She's not Dez is with us.
Actually, Dez is not sick. Here, but Dez
yeah, because she's sick.
Dez is in the next room over.
Sick.
Get well soon.
But yes. Dez. But yes, she's in the next room over. And guys, my birthday is in 2 days. Count them. It's two! I'm going to be 20. That's actually crazy. I was like.
Yeah. Like, oh my what gosh. Do you mean? You're gonna be the mama. You're gonna be Mama Mia age,
bro.
You know how she goes, I'm 20.
No, yeah, there are so many things. I was looking, and there's actually like lots of media about being 20. Like there's Pushing 20 by Sabrina Carpenter, which I posted myself to my story with, because it's like, you know.
No, you should do the sound that's like. Sophie's like, I'm 20.
That yes, is so cute. I'm gonna do something like that for TikTok. Because I didn't do one last year. So I need to do it this year. And I'm gonna be on vacation. We're going to Door County, which is only
you didn't tell me where you're going, but I had a feeling it was gonna be Door County.
Yeah, because it's not super far. So I'm excited.
How long are you guys going to be there?
Until Wednesday. We're driving home Wednesday. So I'm going to be there for my birthday. And I think we're going to go do some, like, pottery. Going to go to a bookstore. And then I think we were going to go... Well, okay, my parents want to go to this, like, state park up there that's, like, kind of by where we're staying. And they want to hike or bike. But me and Dez decided nada. So I think we're going to go to the beach.
Ew.
Because there's... Ew. Yeah, why would you want to hike or bike? Like, there's literally a beach there. And we're like, we're just going to tan and go to the beach. Like, why would we hike or bike? Like...
That's dumb.
Yeah, why are we hiking or biking? Like what
okay.
What's going on here? Yeah. Anyway, so that's my news.
That sounds fun. And news, I'm gonna do my Allie's news report. Okay. First off, what's going on? The rookie started field training for the next season. So I don't actually think they have live firearms when they are actually shooting. I think they just practice at gun ranges so they know how to like
aim. Yeah, I don't. I saw that. Was that Lizeth?
They all posted something about it.
Okay, because I was going to say, I think Allie did like.
Like all of them posted something about it.
I gotta find Allie's story because it like ate. Like it was so I know
Melissa
it.
Melissa won.
Or was it Melissa?
Melissa won. Yeah. Like Lucy.
Bro, look at them.
I know, I saw that. So cute.
Melissa! Like flexing. Like I see you, girl.
What else happened? Oh, the rookie cast is going to be doing another Epic Cons this month.
I think in Chicago. I think by me.
You should go.
I was going to say, maybe I'll pull up. Like, if I'm not working?
I don't know if they have tickets, but you should go.
If they still have tickets,
I won't be able to go because I'll probably have to work.
Yeah, I think I'll probably wait. Do you know what date is? Should I look?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay,
is it called EpicCon?
Yeah, EpicCon.
It's like that's. Oh my god! Do you remember that one clip? Chicago, July 26, 27. I think I'm off. Because I think that's a weekend.
I'm off the 26th. I know that.
Allie, pull up. Yeah, I'm off because it's the weekend.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I could only
maybe I'll pull up. Guys, do I pull up? You should.
Can you take pictures of Melissa for me? Like, film a video.
Bro, I saw. Maybe I should actually go. Guys, I'm highly considering this now.
Okay.
So you might catch me at EpicCon. We'll see. Wait, do you remember that one Patrick and Melissa clip where he's like Patrick's talking to Melissa and he's like, "Yeah, when I saw Derek at con in Paris, I knew that I was like, oh, I'm not main cast member." And Melissa goes, "Oh, that had nothing to do with the main cast. That was all a con agent I set them all up with." And Derek was so, Patrick was so offended. He was like, "Melissa,
why didn't she hit Patrick?" Oh, because she knows everyone. Right. It's because she knows everyone hates Steph.
And she was like, "I'm not putting him through that." Yeah. No, everyone would have been nice to Patrick, I feel like, though. Like, people have been really nice to Patrick online.
Yeah, I feel like everyone loves Patrick, but they hate Seth. So that
yeah, works. Which is understandable. But I'm just cackling that she didn't hit him up.
The Favor is announced when their next single's coming out.
Yes, when was it? It was like
July 14th.
Oh, okay. Because I didn't see that. Also, new Renee rap song.
I don't remember. I don't know the name of it. But I can't remember. But
I have to look. I think it was something here. Sorry, I'm just doing all the info today.
I think it's coming out July 14th. I do know that.
Yeah, I knew. I saw, and then I saw what it was called. The actual album is out the 14th
of September.
Oh, okay. It's called The Hudson, and it's out July 11th.
Oh, I thought it was the 14th.
No, the 11th it says.
So and then soon. Their album comes out. And their album comes out
September 19th. So I'll be. And okay, what's coming up? Sorry for music news. So here I have countdowns.
Mad came out this week.
What? Oh yes, guys, that song.
Oh. We were just talking about that song this too.
That song is Teddy and Cass coded.
I do want to talk about this. Okay. So, like, guys, like, I stan Beyonce. Like, she's cool. Like, I don't have anything against Beyonce. But I don't really ever listen to her. But this new remix she has of one of her songs with Dolly. Oh, my gosh. Oh my it's God. So
Everyone
good.
Everyone has been making such good edits. And it's just such a good song in general.
One by one.
Okay, wait, can I give you the rundown of what albums are out? I can't let go. Breaking it down. Okay, can I give you the breakdown on when albums are out?
Oh, yes. I just wanted to give it notice that I got an Addison and Derek edit to that song.
Stop! Oh my god. Okay, guys. So,
When Des leaves, we needed to do an edit haul.
Yes. Okay, so Bite Me is out in 26 days. Wishbone, Conan Gray's album, is out in 40.
Oh.
Man's Best Friend is out in 54. I do not have the Favors albums on here yet, but I need to put that on there. And then I See Renee rap in 82 Days.
I know. Shout out Deads.
No, guys, because, okay, I feel like I need to tell this story. So it was Thursday was my day off, not this week, but the week before. And I think I was talking on the, no, because we had recorded Wednesday night. And I think I said, oh, why don't I first get Renee tickets? Well, I didn't. And so I was sad, and I talked to Allie about it, and I talked to Dez about it, and whatever. And then I also talked to my mom about it, and my mom was like, oh, like, maybe you'll find out a way to, like, see her. I was like, hopefully, you know? I need to see her. And, like, she's performing in this massive amphitheater, so I was like, I literally will be in section. Because I think it's, like, section 100, 200, 300, or 100 and 200. I don't remember. But it's something like that. I don't remember. But
oh, so you're kind of close. Like,
I will see her, like, literally anywhere. I'm not super – I'm section, like, 211, so I'm probably going to have to be relying on the screen, but that's okay.
That's what, because I was in the nosebleeds at Taylor. That's what I had.
Yes, and I was so happy. That's the thing. Like, that's what makes me feel okay. Anyways, yeah, I need to finish the story. So, so I was talking to Des about it, and she's like, oh, I'll go buy you tickets tomorrow morning. And I was like, girl, there ain't no way. Like, I was like, you don't have to, right? I was like, no.
Like, Des was like, let me pull up and buy tickets.
Right. And so I was like, no, you don't have to, blah, blah, blah. So I go to bed, and I wake up the next morning, and I have not gotten a good night text from Des. I'm like, oh, either she's still up or, like, something's wrong. So I go to the bathroom before I'm going to text her good morning, and as I'm sitting on the toilet, she's like, oh, good night. And I'm like, oh, okay, so she's just going to bed now. Like, that's fine. So I text her good morning, like, once I wash
my hands. What time was that? Wait, what time
was that? It was, like, 6 in the morning for me. So it was, like, I think I woke up exactly at 6. Like, with my alarm, I quickly went to the bathroom before I texted her good morning because I figured she was asleep because normally she is asleep by the time I wake up for work. And so I just quickly went to the bathroom before I texted her because I was like, I know she's not going to be up. So, like, if it takes me 5 seconds to, like, text her good morning, it's not, like, a big deal. And so I texted her or whatever. And it was, like, 6:05 probably, like, by the time, like, she had texted goodnight or whatever. And so I was like, yeah, she's not going to be up until, like, 2 o'clock. Like, she's going to be up when my tadpoles are having nap time. Like, I was prepping on it. I was like, you know what? This is fine. But then she texts me at, like, I'm in the bathroom around, like, 10 o'clock. And I see, like, text from 15 minutes ago from her. I'm like, what is she doing up? So I'm like, okay. Because she was like, good morning. I was like, scratch his head. I think I know what you're up to. And so she like, wasn't texting me that much throughout the day, which is normal when I'm at work. Like, it wasn't super concerning. And then we go swimming. I'm walking back. And again, I'm, like, going to do something. So I, like, take a second to look on my phone because I'm, like, away from the kids. And I see a text from her that's like, wait, I gotta pull it up. She said, time. Let me see. Where is this? This is sending me. Okay, where is this? Okay, I think it's, like, up here. She goes, baby, what time are you off? We need to talk. It's important. Let me know when you can FaceTime. And I was like, oh, shoot, what happened? So I respond, hi, baby, I'm off at 6 so I can FaceTime when I get back. Can I ask you what it's about? I'm kind of anxious. And she said, oh, it's nothing bad, I promise. I said, oh, is it good? And she said, yeah. And I said that I was scared because she low-key scared me. And I said, like, is it a surprise? And she was like, yeah. I was like, okay. So then my dad and Nate come to pick me up because Nate has his actual license now. So he had work too. And my dad, I think, took him to, like, they, like, went to go get something before they went to go pick me up. So Nate just was driving. So he drove us home. So I was talking to my dad about how this had happened. And my dad was like, call her. Like, see what's going on. So I call her in the car. And I'm like, she's like, hey, what's up? And she's on FaceTime with Will. I'm like, weird. And Will is, like, giggling. I'm like, bro knows something. Like, I think I literally said, bro knows something.
I love how Will is already on the call.
No, because they must have been like calling or something when I called her. And so Will is like giggling. I'm like, bro, know something. Like, what is going on? And then she goes, it's so funny because like I have Ticketmaster here pulled up on my iPad, and see, I have like my Jonas Brothers tickets, and then this Renee Rapp ticket appeared. I'm like, so yeah, she got me a ticket to go see Renee, and I should have no credit. No, because I have tickets for the Chicago concert, because like it would be hard to travel to see her, like the time that it's, because Renee's tour is like September, October. What? Did he fart on that blanket?
No.
Yeah, so Renee's tour.
I got that new blanket from my boss and it smells like factory.
Oh, ugh. But yeah, Renee's tour is like September, October, so I'm seeing her September 25th. So it's kind of like a bad time to go, you know, traveling. So for me as a college student. So the plan is right now, my mom is going to pick me up from campus like Thursday at some point, probably after my class. I think I have a class until like 3:45. So I can probably get ready before that and then go to class. And my mom's going to pick me up. I'm hopefully going to drive myself down to Rosemont, which is where the concert is. It's like right outside of Chicago. And then drive myself back and just stay home for the weekend because I can do that now. As long as I don't have a job. If I have a job, maybe I'll go back. But we'll see. But yeah, I'm so excited. So excited. But yeah, that's Ari news. Yeah, I'm seeing Renee.
Okay, so do we want to do plan A or plan B first?
Plan A, because that was like our plan for today. If we can go on to plan B, if we have time. Because we had like a time that we were going to like do it until, so that we weren't like, you know, going crazy, but so guys, today we're gonna do playlists. Oh yay! Wait, I announced it. We're gonna do playlists, and I have a bunch made up that I've just had for a while. I'm sure Allie has some too. I can maybe take the lead on this though, because I have a ton. If you want me to just talk about it and you can, like, give your opinion, we can start the roll pass one. And I can, like, talk about my other ones. That's good. Honestly, if I'm saying a ship, we can start with Wopaz and we can talk about songs for Wopaz. And then we could go on to Chemford.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, wait. Sorry. I need to do this before I forget. Okay. So, one of my favorite 911 TikTokers, I've talked about her before. Kate? I think it's Katie. Hold on. I was DMing her the other day. Oh,
what is it, Allie?
I was so off. It's Kara. I'm so sorry. I was thinking of someone else.
Allie. It's fine.
I think I was thinking it was Katie because her, here, let me show you guys. It's KT. It's like K.
Oh, okay. I get you. Misha. I get you. I feel you with that. Yeah.
I remember now. I know now that I know her name's Kara because I watch all of her videos. So like I see her name most of the time, but for some reason, because I was thinking of her at, so I was thinking.
Yeah, you were thinking of her at. That makes sense. That is more understandable than, like, yeah, that's fair.
Okay. Yeah. Anyways, Kara, love her. She is, I'm sorry for calling you KT ever. Anyways.
It's fine. It's her at. It's okay.
We were DMing the other day because I commented on her video and then we started DMing because I told her I was going to shout her out this week because she has been doing this series where she does like Taylor Swift songs and what buddy situation it is.
Oh, I love this. Okay, Queen.
Like, okay, here, I'll give you an example.
Yes, I want to see. Show me.
Okay. So, like, I'm going to have to put all the credits to these songs I've played today, but it's okay. Okay, Enchanted. Okay, I'm just going to read it to you because you guys won't be able to read it on the... Okay. So, like, for example, one of them is How Did It End is so lightning strike coma dream buddy coded. Eddie not even being able to look at Buck. Eddie probably thought this was the end for them. Guys, this one really hurts. Enchanted is so Buck coming out to buddy code Eddie coded. Eddie saying this doesn't change a thing between us when in reality it changed everything. This one might be my favorite.
Aww.
But, like, it's my favorite series they're doing right now.
That's so cute. I love that.
This one's my favorite. Okay, I'm going to share my favorite.
Okay, yes.
Ari knows how much I love this song and how underrated I think it is. Okay. Right Where You Left Me. What time is it?
Left me no choice but to stay here forever.
Right? I think, because I gave you, like, before we started this podcast, I gave Ari a quick, like, rundown of, like, the buddy storyline, like, timeline.
Yeah, and when you were here with me, you were also showing me, like, a bunch of scenes and stuff. So, like,
because
I have an idea.
I was doing the same thing with Gemily with you
last week, so it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, I want you to be able to give opinions and, like, understand what I'm talking about when we do the podcast.
Yes. That's the main thing. Also, guys, me and Allie were talking, and I was showing her JJ and Emily scenes, and she said that Buddy is the... Gemily is the buddy of the criminal. They are one and the same. Like,
I was like, Buddy is so Gemily coded. It's not even funny.
No, it's not. Cause, like, okay. Oh, what do you mean? Anyways, it's fine.
Okay,
it's
like
fine.
What I was saying.
Can I share my Gemily playlist if we have time?
Yes, we do. Yes, you can. Okay. Yay! Anyways, this one says, Right Where You Left Me is so Buddy U-Haul scene coded. Buck couldn't even turn around and walk away. He stood and watched Eddie leave in the middle of the rain, heartbroken. And I read that and I was like, oh my gosh, yes it is!
I'm gonna cry, that's so cute!
But yes, like I was saying, I think she pronounces it, it's either Kara or Kara. She has an introduction.
I know that name can kind of be pronounced like multiple ways.
Because I would hope you guys would want to get to know me, maybe, possibly. So hi, I'm Kara.
Kara.
Okay, Kara. But yeah, those are so cool. I love those. That's such a cool idea.
But she's been doing this whole series, and I love it!
Is such a cool idea. I love that.
Okay,
so we're going to start with Wopaz?
Yes!
I don't have playlists for Wopazes, so it's okay. We can kind of discuss Wopaz.
Well, I don't make playlists. Like, I steal other people's playlists, so...
I have my Lucy and Tim one pulled up.
Like I was saying.
Because we can go on to them next.
I wanted to do Wopaz first because
That's fine. Can we go? Okay. I'm thinking.
I feel like I think Wopaz is very overshadowed. So I think they just.
Yes. We should do Wopaz, Chenford, then any Gray's ships we can think about. Because I have a couple Gray's ships playlists. So you can, like, give your input. Then Buddy, if you want to add some more Buddy songs.
Of course. Wait, I have a Buddy playlist, so this is perfect.
Okay, you can go through your Buddy playlist, and then I will go through my Jemily playlist. That's the only playlist I have. Is Buddy, bro? You ain't. Like, actually, though?
Because I hate making playlists. It's not even that, like, I don't.
That's fair. It's
so time-consuming to me. Like, I get so bored so fast.
Why not,
like,
long? It's not... Guys, I made my Lucy and Tim one when I was on my way back from college. Like, I'm actually so unserious. I had packed all my stuff up from my dorm that morning. It was all sitting in the back. My parents were driving through some fuck-ass Wisconsin town. And I'm here making my, like, Lucy and Tim playlist.
Because here's the thing. It. Like, I love mentally making, like, a buddy, like, a playlist. Yeah. And being like, oh, yeah, this song is so this-coded. But I, like, the act of actually, like, individually adding each song really
kills. That's a lot. That's a lot. Yeah, I get you with that.
Well, my friend Matt's helped me with this one. But this is my buddy playlist.
Okay, you can just do your buddy one right now. That's fine. And then we can do Ropez, and I'll do Jemily last.
Oh, I just wanted to show you my buddy playlist. We can do Ropez.
Go ahead. No, go to buddy first. Okay. You can start with your separate shit from me, and I can end with my separate shit from you.
Okay, I don't think I'm going to do all of these, but...
Okay, just pick your favorites. Cause I honestly might do that with my Lucy and Tim one.
Because this is a big playlist.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, even though I added most of these, but okay, I did Packing It Up because I was like, that is also by Gracie Abrams, because I was like, that is also so U-Haul scene coded, and like,
no, it is.
Wait, what's the line I like that made me, because I'll be driving and I'll be like listening to music, and I'll be like, oh my gosh, yes,
Buddy.
That is so.
No, that's me. One time I was driving to somewhere, and I was listening to, oh my god,
because I was thinking, like, the whole thing is like, you weren't looking for love, and then it happened.
Yeah, and then this one happened. Got so damn close. Like, that is very much to me. Like, I've had bad relationships, and now, like,
oh, that is also,
I'm in, like, a
that
good
also...
one. And I wasn't looking for one, and then I found it, and it's...
That's also, like, very Balin core. Like, that's the Balin song.
Yes,
to me.
You said that earlier, like, a couple days ago, and I was like, yeah, I agree. I was listening
Here is my reasoning for this song, besides the U-Haul scene and, like, actually, like, packing up. My main thing is that when Eddie was introduced in this show, Buck had just got out of, like, the most serious relationship he had ever had. And, like, it ended in a very tragic... Yes. Ugh. Anyways.
Don't worry.
Okay,
don't
wait.
Worry.
Actually, guys. This last weekend, my friend Mads came over, and we rewatched season one because we were making a tsunami cake, and we were like, tsunami's not in the first season, but we were like, let's watch season one. Here's the thing. We decided that we don't necessarily hate Abby, we just hate her with Buck, and our whole storyline is her with Buck, so like, aka...
Yeah, it's, no thank toe, yeah.
Anyways, no thank toe. So like... He had just finished, like, in his words, the first most transformative relationship of his life. He said the second one was Tommy. And what really ekes me out about that is that Abby and Tommy were together originally. So, like, that.
What?
Did I never tell you that? Oh, I never gave you that lore.
No, Buck is a homie hopper, I guess. What is
he
doing?
Well, actually, in Buck's defense, he didn't realize that Tommy was that Tommy. He didn't know that.
Okay,
and what makes it really frustrating is, like, he's so... I love Buck. But the man is oblivious. Like, Chimney was the one that introduced Tommy to fucking Eddie, because everyone else knew him because Tommy was still working when everyone else there at the 118 when everyone else had joined. So, like, everyone else knew who he was. But Chimney was the one that introduced Tommy to Buck and Eddie.
Okay.
Or, like, met each other on a call or something like that. I can't really remember. I try to block out my memory from Tommy. But, anyways, Tommy and Abby were engaged before Buck and Abby got together. Tommy, I think, from what I understand from the show, because they don't really explain why they broke up, but you watched season one, you know this, that Abby's mom was dying from Alzheimer's and had to live in her house. From my understanding from how she was talking about Tommy is I'm pretty sure he broke it off of her because of Abby's mom.
The mom? Okay.
Yeah, which is sick. Like,
no, that's so wrong, bro.
Okay, anyways, I'll hurry this up. We're going to be here all day.
No,
okay.
You're fine. We're
going to be here all day. You're In Love by Taylor Swift. I mean, that's obvious. Like,
yeah.
Bed Kim, because they have Bed Kim.
Can you pick me up, Belinda?
Please Don't Fall in Love with Me by Ash, because I think Buck is so in love with Eddie. Like, we've already kind of had a confirmation from Buck that he's so in love with Eddie, but he's scared he's going to mess up Eddie. And I think that's why he can't say anything about it. That's why he's in denial.
Yeah.
Okay. Why did I add this song?
What song? Why did that sound like Truth Hurts? It's all things that happened. The world ended when it happened.
Okay,
to me.
I don't remember why I added this and when I made this playlist. I did add it. I just don't remember. Oh, it's because Eddie was like, Buck was taking him moving very personally. Half of these are just about the Eddie moving art.
Moving.
Because, like,
yeah, you just.
A formative part of Buddy that, like...
No, yeah. Yeah, you kind of have to talk about it.
Why did I add Bluest Flame by Selena Gomez?
I don't know. It's
spring in the summer? That's just cute. I just wanted it to be spring in the summer.
Cute. Spring into summer. Winter's gone.
Why did I add The Cut That Always Bleeds?
The Cut That Always Bleeds.
I don't remember. It's probably because they're always getting hurt.
You're killing me.
It's definitely that they're always getting hurt. Okay. Anyways. Oh my gosh, my voice. These are all so good. Okay. Love Me Anyway, because Buck says that to his parents, and I was like, oh, that's so Buck-coded.
Stop! When I met you at summer camp, you would never give me the chance. You still love me anyway.
You're Gonna Go Far by Noah Kahan. I feel like that's obvious.
Heart.
I Hate Boston, which is actually more Maddie-coded. That is definitely more Maddie-coded. Because that is where Maddie and Doug lived when they were married. They lived in Boston.
Sorry, I had to have my I Hate Boston.
Oh, yeah, Maddie and
that song
Maddie
is very.
That's where Maddie and Doug lived when they were still married. Ugh.
You know, it's close enough. It could just be I Hate El Paso.
Oh, yeah, but Buck also hated that Maddie was so far away, so I felt like that.
No, but also, I hate Boston, there's a lyric that's like, and casual's the way you chose to leave, and I'm thinking, like, Buck moving and, like, leaving.
Okay,
and,
well,
I think that song is fitting.
Because they're from Pennsylvania, and when Maddie... Maddie was going to go with Buck to wherever he moved first after Pennsylvania. I can't remember where it was because he got kicked out of his house, or he got kicked out of school or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he got kicked out of school. And so, like, after that, he kind of just moved all over the world.
Yeah.
And he would, like, send postcards to Maddie. And I think she was living in Boston at the time. Or, like, because Doug was in medical school. And even if it wasn't Boston, I just feel like it's a very, like, I hate Pennsylvania, I hate where I'm from, like, song.
Yeah, and that song, okay, that song to me is, like hating the city that your ex is from. Or that, like...
Yes, that, like, that too. Okay.
Like, that's why I mean, like, that's why I feel like it's fitting. Because there's the lyric, like I said, that's like...
Yes, yes. It could also be, I hate El Paso.
My hand is twitching at that intro. That song kills me. In the kitchen.
Oh, you heard in the kitchen. I played 0.2 seconds of it, and you already knew what it was.
What's that?
I literally...
Walk in the kitchen,
I played two seconds of that, and you knew,
yeah, of course. I'm telling you guys, I'm going to be at the Renee concert, and that first note is going to go out of her mouth, and I'm going to start sobbing and screaming. Like, it's just going to be when I'm going to be like, ah! Like, I'm literally going to be screaming. Because I'm...
Okay, I did in the kitchen because I feel like that's really obvious in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Kitchen fight. I did the 405 because they live in LA. I did 405 because they
live in LA. That's good for like an LA. That's like a good. I feel like that can also be on Chenford. I don't have that on my Chenford playlist, but I feel like that also can kind of be a Chenford song.
I did Shook Me All Night Long by AC/DC. I don't remember.
Yeah, because that's. Didn't you say that's like the song that's playing during something?
No, I just think it's funny.
Oh, okay. I thought you said it. I know you told me about that, but, like, I was like, oh, was it, like, playing during something? I don't remember.
I fresh out the slammer because that's very buddy coded.
Fresh out the slammer. Ah.
Okay. And then finally the last one I'm going to – oh, Right Where You Left Me. We already talked about that.
Yeah.
Love Is Embarrassing.
I give up. I give up everything. I'm planning at my wedding with some guy I know will marry.
Okay, and the most
I have that buddy, on my
and the most Ooh. Buddy song ever. Drumroll, please. Casual by Chapel Roan.
My friends call me a loser because I'm still hanging around. I've heard.
Yeah, exactly. They do call him a
I'm just a girl that you bang on your couch. You thought of me better.
Maddie does call Buck a loser pretty much for not saying something.
Wait. And that's also on my Chenford playlist because that season two
okay.
Chenford.
Okay, who do we want to do next?
Can we just do Chenford?
Yeah. Do we want to do Chenley? Because we don't really talk about them.
If we have time, okay? If we have, like, 5 minutes at the end.
Sorry.
Okay? Or can I just do Chenley right now? Can I just do Chenley for, like, 2 minutes?
Yeah, you could go faster than I did.
Okay. On my Chenley playlist, guys, I have Mad by Renee Rapp because all of the time you wasted being mad, you could have been getting head. And that
Ari!
No, that's literally what it is. She goes at the end. She goes and it's that same head. She says you could have been. That's always insane.
I know that's what she says, but we can't say it. I can say it.
Girl, I don't gaff. Anyways.
Ari.
Guys, I would like you to know that my house did, in fact, probably hear that. So it's fine.
We have to be TV 14 here.
That is TV 14. I'm not doing the act. I'm not doing the act. I'm just saying, that's what Renee says. Okay, anyways.
I beg to differ.
But yeah, because JJ is mad about BAU gate and also lots of things. So yeah, that's why that's there. Good luck, babe. Because when you wake up him next to him in the middle of the night with your hands in your face, you're nothing more than his wife. And when you think about me all those years ago, you're standing face to face with, I told you so. Anyways, and then Emily, I'm sorry, because by Boy Genius, because Emily is literally in the title. And also, yeah, I also have Casual on here. I think Casual is just, I have Miss America by Maud Latour because they literally travel around for their job. And that song is about like how this, like they're so in sync and like they travel the United States together pretty much. Cause it's about like Maud going on tour, but yeah. The Giver by Chapel, I also have on here.
Oh, I have that on mine too.
Chloe or Sam or Sophia or Marcus, because they're always kind of like the Tortured Poets Department. That's just depressed. Oh, and Angelina. Because there's like by Lizzie McAlpine, because there's the lyric that's like, so I guess the wedding I'll never be getting will live in the back of my mind. And it's like all about like imagining there's like, we would get hitched and you'd be a bitch about getting us there on time. And then Pushing It Down Praying by Lizzie McAlpine, because that song is about wanting to be with somebody else while you're already in a relationship. And I feel like that is very gemly coded.
That's giving,
you know.
That's oh, you guys can see my receding hairline.
Oh!
You see that? It's my... My Bro. Hair has trauma from Guard.
Oh. Bro, that's... I'm sorry, Ellie Bay.
I literally have a bald spot. Look at that.
From Guard is crazy.
I used to be in color, but yeah. Guys.
But yeah, push it. Because JJ... Ellie, I don't know if you know this, but JJ had a husband for like 15 years.
You told me about this.
Yeah, he just died.
Like, that's what I was going to say. Didn't he just die?
Yep. And they were fully probably going to be together. People kept wanting them to get divorced, and I was like, they're not going to do that. They're babies. They had to kill Will off to give us Gemily. They're not going to have them get divorced. And they probably won't even give us Gemily, but it's fine. Yeah, Pushing It Down Praying. That is also on my Trendford playlist. Moving on to the next playlist. Pushing It Down Praying is on my Trendford playlist because also Lucy really wants Tim when she's with Chris. So.
I'm on your Spotify right now.
Trendford? Oh. I have your Spotify pulled up on my phone.
I thought I
I have actually a lot of mine because I have Jules Post Mika. I have
Friends. I just saw that and I was like, oh my gosh.
Jules Post Mika and Friends. I have two Jules Mika's playlists. I also have I Was Freaking Out When You Helped Me, which is Amelia and Monica. I have, what else do I have on here? I think that's it.
Oh, you have an Amelia Shepherd playlist?
What? Yeah, it's not finished. What?
I don't know. Oh,
I thought I
that.
Sent it to you. It's not finished. That just has the Bolter because it's Amelia coded. I Told You Things. Apple. Which I guess the Apple, like that is just so makes me just want to drive to the airport. Like the lyrics of that song are so sad. Dear Reader, Liability, You're On Your Own Kid, The Grudge, Girl I've Always Been. Because people are always hating on Amelia, and that girl has not changed. Running Out of Time, Black Box Warning, God and the Government. And Cherry Trees. God and the Government is perfect for her. She just be choosing who she wants to marry and stuff. But yes. Yeah, so Lucy and Tim, I have Something, Somehow, Someday. That is just like my goal model. That is just such a them-coded song. Scumbag 2, because the lyric is like, oh, you stand by me. And I have this, I have my Chenfro playlist in chronological order. So I'm thinking about this at like season one when Tim is like, what are you shaking your head about?
Oh, are we on Chenfro?
Yeah.
I thought we were, I zoned out. I thought you were still on Gemily.
No, I'm long done with Gemily. I'm done in disgust.
I'm so sorry. I was not paying attention.
That's okay. But yeah, I have Something, Somehow, Someday by Role Model on my Chenfro playlist. I have Scumbag.
Right side of my neck?
I saw an edit of them in like season two.
I've never heard the song.
The right side of my neck still smells like you.
I haven't never heard that song, but the name of that song is crazy.
I think it's just about perfume. Honestly, I can't lie. I don't know.
Why did you put slut on here? Because Lucy's a slut for Tim?
No, girl, because it's saying, because, okay, you know how people like to spread gossip, especially about Lucy at that station.
Oh, I was like, what is this?
That's why I put it on there, but not because anybody's, like, specifically called her that, but because,
I was like, Lucy is a slut for Tim, but.
Oh, but if I say,
Call me when you break up, oh my gosh.
But if I say what I said about Mad, then you want to be like, TV14 on here. Like, I'm not calling, whatever. I'm just kidding. But yes, I have a Call Me When You Break Up because, that's them coded.
I was also messing with you about the Mad thing. I thought it was funny. You're fine.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Juno? Ari, yes. What is this?
Do we forget how freaky season 5 Chenford is? One of me is cute, but two though?
You said this to me, but like I only skimmed through it. I'm just like really looking at this and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Hotel is literally them in season 5 when they're at the Vegas Hotel. Fresh out the Slammer.
Are we still friends? That's so cute.
Talking to strangers because Lucy. I put this on the playlist specifically right after Call Me When You Break Up because when she comes back from UC school and everything. Okay, I have to explain my reasoning with talking to strangers because I was really proud of myself for thinking of this one. So, you remember when that guy from Lucy's UC school calls her in the middle of the night?
Yes, yes, yes.
And her and Tim come to get him. And he goes, oh, I'm surprised you managed to scrounge a backup that fast. And Lucy goes, oh, it helps we were sharing a bed. And Tim goes, oh, hi, I'm Tim Bradford. And the guy from her UC school goes, oh, you're that Bradford. No, I think Tim says, I'm Tim Bradford. And he goes, I'm surprised you managed to scrounge a backup this fast. And she goes, it helps that we were sharing a bed. And he goes, oh, you're that Bradford. So Lucy was talking about Tim at UC school. So that's why I put that on there, because she's talking to all of these random other cops about Tim.
I'm trying to think of what
know him.
Scene. There's a scene in another TV show that always makes me think of when.
But yeah, I'm bad for business because,
It is bad for business.
It is bad for business. He's good for my heart, but he's bad for business. I have Gino on here too.
Sue me. Oh my gosh.
Yes, because fucking your ex is iconic. And I'm sorry that your dog died. I'm sorry that I'm not your dream bride. You'll go to heaven and I'll go to hell in the meantime.
Things I wish she said. Oh, that hits. That hits. That's sad.
Separate. I'm going to get you back and Bad Idea and Sue Me. That is all about the Valentine's Day. And I Can See You is the April Fool's Day. Like,
I was thinking about this.
Along with Already Over.
I never talked about this on the podcast, but the Valentine's Day episode, Tim literally got eaten up by that one girl at the booth. She was
like, oh my god.
You
should never.
No matter how stressed out you are, you can't put that on the person you love.
Bro, she ate him up. Like, that had me cackling when that happened.
And the way, and the way that Lucy glanced up at him and just, like, looks down and is looking at her hands. And Tim just, like, bug-eyes her.
Bro.
Because he noticed that Lucy looked at
him. It was so yeah, funny. It was sending me. Are there any other Lucy and Tim songs I want to talk about on here? Bad Reviews? Okay, I chose Bad Reviews because, again, everybody be talking shit about
Down Bad? That's obvious.
I might say Down Bad like I lost my twin.
That's so obvious.
Some Protector by Role Model is Tim to Lucy.
Yeah, that's good.
Till Forever Fall Apart, Till For Everywhere, Everything, and Till Forever Falls Apart is the fire.
Oh, that's so cute.
If the Tide Takes California, bum. I'm so glad I got to hold ya. Bum.
Can I add that to?
Bum.
I'm gonna add that. Buddy? Because the tide did take California.
Yes, I swear that I'll be yours forever till forever falls. Wait, I also have Awara. Okay, can I say my reasoning for Awara by Daisy Jones and the Six too? For
yes,
Tenford?
Why because, you do that? Why you do
the
that?
Lyrics are. The lyrics are, Awara, I am here, I won't disappear again. And that song, that line to me is, and it's like, my crazy days are done. Here, let me find it. Because it's about. Okay.
While you do that, I want to show my tsunami cake.
Oh, that is so iconic. Yeah, it says, you found me in the flames. It's the daylight of change. Baby, all that stuff is done. And I, you called, where is this? Awara, I'm here, I won't disappear again. That to me sounds like when, like, in the last episode of season 7, when Tim is, like, telling Lucy before she falls asleep, like, how much he's changed. And, like, that whole little speech he does. And he's being like, I won't, like, leave again. I won't, like, that to me just sounds like that. But yes, show your tsunami cake.
Okay, so.
If you want to keep showing it.
Yeah, this is my tsunami cake. It's hard to see, but I'm going to give you a tour. Okay, so on this side, that's the actual tsunami. And then over here is the beach. Yeah, over here's the beach. And then this person right here is a random dead body.
Wow.
It was supposed to be Buck, but it didn't really work out because we almost accidentally created blackface. So we decided that it was going to be a random dead body. Okay.
Oh.
And then over here, that's Buck. He has red on his leg because of the blood thinners. And then there's red glasses up here, and that's supposed to represent Chris. And then down here, you can't really see it, but it says Chris in all caps. It's a great cake.
I love it. I love it. Are we ready to move on to Grace?
Oh, Lopez!
Oh! I'm so sorry. Lopez, I didn't mean to do you like that.
Lopez is always getting put.
Yeah, last. I know. Just me. Silly me with my Chenford and WLW shit focus.
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
Also, I have a Cass and Teddy. I have a Cass and Teddy playlist, but it's not public.
We always... and you haven't shared it to me?
I think I did. But if I didn't, I will share it with you.
No, you didn't.
Okay, I will share it with you. I did not mean to not share it with you. Rude. I will share. But let's talk about Wopez. What are some Wopez coded songs? I think Packing It Up is also a Wopez coded song.
Yeah. Oh, you know that song that's like snapper, 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 wifey, wifey, wifey.
Wifey, 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 yes, yes, yes.
The funniest thing is that Angela is both, because she's the station sniper and the wifey.
And wifey, yes.
I feel like, headcanon of mine is, oh, I cannot believe I'm about to say this on the podcast.
What are you going to say? I'm scared.
I feel like
I think I know what you're gonna say. I'm scared.
To get Wesley to get Angela in bed plays that song and he sings it there. Mom, I'm sorry if you're watching this.
Keep in mind, y'all. Oh my god,
Am I wrong? Am I wrong, though?
I think Wesley just be doing stuff. Like, I don't know.
Okay, in my defense, they would do something like that on The Rookie. Like, that's not too far off from what Wopez.
No, they would do something silly like that. Wopez is kind of freaky.
That's not too off the
mark. Oh, wait, my Wesley's playlist is public? What? Oh, but it's not on my profile. Anyways. Because I removed it from my profile because I don't want... I don't know. I didn't want it on there. I don't know what's going on there. Anyway.
No, but, like, I feel like that's not too far off the Wopez freak meter.
Wopez is freaky. You can't... Yeah.
Okay, like, I'm not
That's
wrong,
why, like, Bedchem and Juno is also them coded because, like, one of me is cute, but two, though.
Like, you can't tell me that's not... I'm not right, though. Like, I feel like that would happen.
Girl... What are some other Wopez songs?
Sue Me, because Wesley's a lawyer. Sue Me.
Girl, I'm sorry that... No. Are we talking about Sue Me?
Audrey.
Both of the two Sue Me songs I can think of are both about exes. Girl, Wopez has never broken up. They've been solid.
No, I'm just saying it's Wesley coded because, you know, he's trying to sue his ex.
No, oh my god, no. You know whose song? You know who Sue Me? You know Sue Me by Sabrina Carpenter. Do you know that, Sue Me? That song is Monica. That song is Monica and Wesley coded.
Sue Me. I feel like I do. Wait.
Here, hold on. I'll play a clip.
No, I'm just going to look it up and, like, read the lyrics and see if that jogs my memory. I think I know what you're talking about.
It's like an older Sabrina song.
Oh, yeah. But I have to say, you know?
Yes. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Sue Me is also very buddy-coded because... Fuck.
I'm sorry that your dog died.
Yeah, that... well, more dad died, and then Buck did actually... But Buck did actually... Buck did actually try to sue Eddie... And the rest of the department, so I feel like that's kind of fitting for them.
What else is Wopez coded?
Here, I'm gonna see. I'm gonna ask ChatGPT.
Wait, actually, do you want me to just look up a Wopez playlist?
I know, I just wanna see what ChatGPT says.
Yep. So this is by like several people. On there is Juno. Hold on. Call your. Oh.
Can I?
Yes. Look up just say what ChatGPT says. Yeah. Sorry, I was just doing that because I feel like that's like easier, and we can actually give credit to people if we ask them, and it's gonna be accurate because the people have actually watched the show.
I just wanted to see what it said.
You're fine. I'm actually curious what it said.
I'm seeing which ones I agree with this. Who runs the world, girls? Oh my gosh.
That is not okay. On here, My Love, Mine All Mine by Mitski is on here, and I agree. Oh, Good Looking by Suki Waterhouse is on here too. Oh, Good Graces by Sabrina Carpenter is also on here. I feel like that's actually really Angela coded. Good Graces.
Wait, this one's cute. Better Together by Jack Johnson.
Oh, wait, that is so coded them. That is so them coded.
You are my home. Oh, that's cute. You are my home.
Hope you still dance like we're falling in love. Hope you still cry like a dream club. Hope you grow out, but we never grow up. Hope you still.
Okay, I don't really have any more Wopa songs.
Yes, should we move on to Grace?
Yeah.
Okay, should we start with Cass and Teddy? Because it's really short.
But can we do it quick? Because I didn't want to do a few of the if they were a...
Yeah. Oh, Sue Me, also Sue Me, is Derek and Meredith season 2 finale coded. Because yeah. I'm sorry that your dog died. I'm sorry that no. I'm not your dream.
That was in the middle of season...
Well, okay, whatever. But like season 2 that was coded. I'm sorry that your dog died. I'm not your dream bride. I didn't think that he died that exact episode, but I was just saying like around that time.
The season 2
because I know she mentions the dog like while they're about to hook up. She mentions she's like, and then you have like the dog, blah blah blah, and we have a dog together and like whatever. It's just that like speech that Meredith says when she's like, "I'm sorry that your dog died. I'm sorry that I'm not your dream bride because he was literally married." Like, I don't know. That's them coded.
I'm just thinking, because the season 2 finale is when Denny dies.
Yeah. But they also hook up. Like, it's like the hospital.
Yeah, I know.
Prom. Yeah.
Ugh, that situation was so...
No, it was. Okay, but... So, for Cass and Teddy... I have The Giver.
Oh, yes.
Coincidence by Sabrina Carpenter.
Okay.
A Party by Toa Bird.
Oh, wait. I was thinking of Party For You. I don't know that song.
That is kind of... Lunch by Billie Eilish. I'm Gonna Get You Back. We Can't Be Friends, Wait For Your Love. By Ariana Grande. I Wonder by Madison Beer. Because that song is like Finding Somebody New. I wonder if we're finding somebody new. And it's like, I wonder why, like, everything has been. I love that song. What song? We Can't Be Friends.
We Can't Be
Friends. Oh, that song is so good. Yeah. But yeah, I Wonder by Madison Beer, because that song was, like, all about finding somebody new. And I feel like that's so, like, Teddy and Casco did, because, you know, Teddy's in a shit marriage. Guilty Pleasure. Here, should I just list off... Should I just list off the chapel songs I have on here?
Come here, buddy.
Guilty Pleasure.
Hold on. Sorry. Ah!
You're fine. I have Guilty... Oh!
Quick intermission.
I'm sorry that your dog
died. Sorry, dream rat.
You gotta have it, and I gotta have in the meantime.
I can't believe the hate that Audrey's getting for that song. That song is so iconic.
I'm sorry. I love her. Literally, sue me for that. Because
we have We have a new co-host.
Hi, Milo. Hi, Bubbubs.
He's scared.
It's okay, Milo. But yeah, for chapel songs, I have on my Teddy in Class playlist, I have Guilty Pleasure, Naked in Manhattan, Picture You, Red Wine Supernova, and Good Luck, Babe.
Those are good.
And I also have I Can See You by Taylor on here.
Say, I can see you dancing in the...
And then should I go on to, do you want to do Mika and Jules or Monica and Amelia first?
I don't care.
Here, I'll just do, come here, actually, buddy. I randomly clicked on Mika and Jules. So I have Dress.
Buddy. Sorry.
I also have I Can See You. You're fine. I have Fortnite on here by Taylor because they were literally together for such a short period of time. Mayflower by Toad Bird because it's all about being somebody, like, saving you from darkness. And I feel like that's very Jules and Mika coded. I also have Felt Good About You by Gracie Abrams on here. I have So High School. I have The Blue by Gracie Abrams on here. I have... I have Yoko by Macy Peters. Cause here, let me find the part.
He's so scared. He's so scared.
Where is it?
Wait. He's like shaking.
Here. Aww. Can I read the lyrics that I think are like Jules and Mika coded in Yoko by Maisie?
Yeah.
We should have talked it out when it happened. I couldn't talk to you. Got stuff to talk about that I chickened out. I couldn't talk to you. I meant don't go. It came out as goodbye. You said fine when you should have said we could try. So now we're seeing other people. And it's too late to tell you, but man, you know Yoko never broke up that band. You misunderstood the secret. The universe always doesn't come true. Because doesn't come through, and Paul McCartney's not the villain. Sometimes you can't be the hero and tell the truth. And you misunderstood me leaving as something I wanted to do. I didn't want it at all. You should have put me above all those people who didn't know you. You had a phone, you should have called. You had a phone, you should have called. And I feel like that's very, like, Jules. Like, how she's feeling when Mika leaves. Because she's literally, like, so angry.
Yeah.
Like, she's crashing out. Also, I have Glitch by Taylor Swift on here because we were supposed to be just friends. And then, do you have any songs to add to that? Like, can you think of any, like, Jules, Mika? And then I also have Amelia and Monica. I have That's So True by Gracie Abrams on here. Electric Touch by Taylor Swift on here because I have Love Me Anyway on here. Stay by Taylor. Ooh, I'm trying to think of, like, other songs I want to share. Oh, I have Labyrinth by Taylor Swift on here, too. I also have my Jules post-Mika playlist. Do you have any, like, other gray ships?
No, not really. I mean, Enchanted is... Murder coded, and then
yes.
Speak Now is obviously.
Oh, wait. Yes, Speak Now is J'April. What was the other? But Daddy, I Love Him is also J'April coded. Okay. And then also, I have some Joe and Alex songs. Can I go?
Yeah.
Closure.
She's like on
by Taylor.
Look at this.
What was the other, It's called We Hug Now, the song by Sydney that's like,
Oh, yeah, the one I played earlier?
Yeah. Because you're just thinking it's a small thing that happened. The world ended when it happened to me. And then there was another...
cut off. My dog is, like, weighing me down.
Wait, okay, do you have any Joe and Alex songs?
You got the one I think of.
Closure?
Right where you left me?
Oh, yes. There was another song about a letter that was on it that I'm thinking of.
I can't think of it.
So long. I'm surprised we haven't given So Long London to any couple.
They're just not So Long London coded. That's so, like, specific.
I feel like JJ and Emily are So Long London coded. If you've watched Criminal Minds, you'll know what I'm saying with that. Also, Gemily is also Paris by Taylor. There was another song. I think it was like a Taylor song. And why do I feel like I, Chloe, Sam, or Sophia, or Marcus? I had like another ship I like thought of with that song.
Chinford, because of the UCs. She's Chloe, Sam.
Or Sophia or Marcus. But honestly though, not that. I was just doing not that. Because
I was just doing that for the name.
Chloe or Sam or Sophia or Marcus, bro. That song is like, there's another ship that I was thinking of that with.
No, Baylin is definitely packing it up. Like they are the definition yes. of packing.
Got so damn close to packing it up, but...
Because what is so funny is, like, an episode before that, Nolan was like, I'm not dating anyone. Like, I'm done. After
yes! Death. No, it was after Grace, because Grace went back to her husband.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, I'm not gonna...
I'm so done.
And then Bailey came.
Literally came to his door naked. Like, a naked woman came to him.
I'm
like,
sorry, that's a crazy meeting. That is a crazy first meeting.
Like, the luck he has that he had a beautiful naked woman just show up on his doorstep for him. Like,
I'm sorry. What was the one line that Lucy says? She's talking to... Who is it? I don't remember who.
Selena, but like,
does he always... Was it Selena or was it Aaron? It was one of the two. And they're like, oh, does he always pull women out of his league? And Lucy goes, that's kind of his thing. Like, referring to herself.
I just remember that Jess? Selena was asking about, like, how he met Bailey and, like, how he got so lucky. And he was like, she literally showed up at my doorstep. And she's like, what? You're so lucky. And she was like, the point is I wasn't looking for anything. And that's when I found it. Like, wait, can I show you the first part?
Hey guys, it's Allie. We had to refilm our outro. So I was just coming on here so it didn't sound weird. But we just wanted to say we love you guys. And we want to thank you for listening. And we hope you enjoyed watching our playlist creations. We have a fun game for next time, and I'm so excited for it. But yeah, we love you guys. Bye.